Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Truck driver who killed family of five in crash on I-25 in Colorado found guilty of vehicular homicide. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. A truck driver who killed five family members from Gillette in a crash that happened back in 2022 was found guilty of multiple charges. According to CBS News, 26-year-old Jesus Puebla was charged with five counts of vehicular homicide, careless driving, reckless driving, and driving without a commercial license after the crash. The crash happened on I-25 in Weld County, Colorado on June 13, 2022, as police say Puebla was driving a box truck for the U.S. Postal Service when he slammed into the rear of an SUV, killing a Gillette family of five and injuring another driver near Highway 66. Puebla was taken into custody following the crash. The Goodines family killed in the crash included Emiliano, 51, Christina, 47, Aaron, 20, and Tesley, 3 months old. Haley Everts, 20, was also killed in the crash. All five people were from Gillette, Wyoming. Sentencing for Puebla is set for June. Community members voice concerns over rec center's locker room policy. During the regular board meeting of the Campbell County Parks and Recreation Board on Monday night, board members heard comments from community members on a proposed policy for the men's and women's locker rooms and what is known as the family locker room. The policy, prompted by an incident earlier this year involving a transgendered woman in the women's locker room, defines locker room usage based on biological sex at birth. After the presentation of the new policy at last month's meeting, the board initiated a 45-day comment period to hear from the community about the policy. It states, to ensure privacy and safety, the Campbell County Parks and Recreation Department shall require every multiple occupancy restroom or changing area within the Campbell County Parks and Recreation Center building to be designated as follows: for the exclusive use of the male sex and for exclusive use of the female sex. It goes on to define a person's sex as their biological sex, either male or female at birth. They further defined a female as a person whose biological reproductive system is to develop to produce ova and or who exhibit XX chromosomes and do not exhibit a Y chromosome. A male is defined as a person whose biological reproductive system is developed to fertilize the ova of the female and or who exhibits XY chromosomes or exhibits a Y chromosome. More than 60 people were in attendance at the meeting, with around 20 making comments. Public comments varied, with some expressing support for the policy's respectfulness and others voicing discomfort or concerns about enforcement. The board did not take action on the policy at the meeting, with the public comment period open until their next meeting on April 29th. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen.